speeding bullets. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Super Committee. So we go from a democracy to a super committeeocracy. That's cool. This is the biggest thing since Super Tramp, ladies and gentlemen. And what bad has ever come from a congressional committee? It's going to be great. I feel it. They were smart to rename it, though. Super Death Panel wasn't going to fly. They're charged with, of course, one simple task, coming up with a final solution. That's not ominous. I think it's going to work this time. The U.S. loses its AAA rating. Now they have a B-minus C-plus. That means no loans without collateral for the country. And then somebody's got to sign for the entire country. United States now has the same credit rating as J.D. Byrider. Thank you, Tea Party. Next time, throw yourselves in the harbor. What the heck? Forget the tea. And actually, while these guys are on break, how about a remedial free market economics class at the community college back home? S&P, as in substandard and poorer. In other news, on the seesaw on Wall Street, the brokers are halfway out the window. That tapping on the pane may not be a pigeon, ladies and gentlemen. I don't get it. It's not their money. What are they worried about? When the crash comes, though, how's a guy going to catch a high-speed train? That's going to be... Going to hop on a high-speed train? That's why we can't have another depression.
That's
you can't
right.
hop a high-speed train, ladies and gentlemen. In other news still, American Eagle has been downgraded to Turkey. Franklin was right after all. He said it should be the Turkey. The Mint is going to issue debt committee's series of quarters. All the great debt committees we've had over the years. It'll be great. And on the coins are changing liberty to license. And in God we trust to God help us all. And still other news, Obamacare has been replaced with schnapps on a cotton ball. Stocks are whipsawing as the economy tanks, but the Tea Party has saved a bunch on car insurance. NFL will allow lawyers on the line of scrimmage this season. The FAA, this is on, isn't it? You'd tell me if this wasn't on if I was just talking to myself. The FAA has been refunded so the TSA guys can finally dig in there again. They were tentative for a few weeks there. Romney signs a pledge saying marriage is between one man and four women. Bachman signs a pledge saying marriage is between one woman and whatever Marcus is. And the president signs a pledge saying that marriage is whatever Michelle says it is. Yes. Following the Palin lead, the lowland gorilla tests the waters in Iowa after the movie opens. That's actually a lot better than you give it credit for. Yeah. Yes, that's a good one. You know, though, this Planet of the Apes is back again, you know, and without Charlton Heston, the apes don't seem nearly as attractive. In the fall, look for a Jersey Shore of the Apes, the real apes of the planet, and the Apesians. Apesians. And still other news, yet. Tea partiers flood the casinos trying to cover market losses. We're down to Dow pre-industrials, Fortune 500 slash $29.95. Jerry Lewis won't be doing Jerry's McDonald's Wipeout Kids Telethon this year. Yeah. Apparently 80 years of bile have backed up on him. Still mad at Dino, you believe that? Paul McCartney says, when I call you up, your line's been hacked. Old Navy stock plunges after Casey Anthony buying spree. Fat Lady Sings at Obama's 50th Birthday Party. Actually, Happy Birthday, Mr. President, was sung by Marilyn Manson. His AARP card is in the mail, and he's going to feel a lot differently about things when he takes his first early bird discount, I'll tell you that. The president got the usual age 50 gifts, the candy Viagra, the you know you're 50 when playing cards, little penis crutch. Still have mine. The crutch, I mean. In sports news, Pussycat Woods returns to the Lynx. Jor-El has been named head of the Super Committee. Bubble Universe evidence suggests Welk was right. And they're not so stupid for running on PBS after all, I guess. New findings indicate it may have been the heat in Dallas and not Oswald. And finally, and I mean that, studies find even a little exercise is good for the heart, so take it out and throw it around a little. That's all the news it is, and thank you so much. I say take it out. Now throw it around. Okay. I'm putting those away where they won't hurt anybody.